The morning after Governor Steve Beshear proposed a bare-bones budget for 2009-2010, Carol Barta made a two-hour trip to Elizabethtown. Barta is the executive director for the local Arts Council in Hopkinsville, which manages the city's Performing Arts Center and receives about 10% of its annual budget through the Kentucky Arts Council. On the stage of the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts Center, Barta sits with about 40 others who work at public arts facilities across Kentucky. She listens to her colleagues' anxieties about receiving less state support before she chimes in.
We've been in the red for almost 4 years, and our reserve funds are soon going to start running out, and we may not be able to do what we hope to do.
There are many hopes here beyond those for Hopkinsville. A woman from Owensboro talks of her dilemma in finding money to present this June's International Mystery Writers Festival. Representatives from the Kentucky Center talk about the absence of any state money for its facilities, which are in need of a $9 million overhaul. As with other agencies throughout state government, the governor proposed cutting the Kentucky Arts Council's budget. His request, if it is passed, would reduce the council's budget by 12%. It's a blow after encouraging signs that followed the economic downturn that started in 2001. In 2005, appropriations to the Arts Council had begun to increase slightly. In 2006, Louisville's arts leaders were encouraged when state government provided more than $500,000 for the city's major performing arts organizations, including the Louisville Orchestra, which was facing bankruptcy. Now, state government is feeling the same pain that once seemed reserved for arts organizations. Many legislators, even those who are also arts proponents, say they understand the governor's decisions given the current economic downturn. House Representative Larry Clark of Jefferson County counts himself among them. Clark says arts groups will have to work very hard to be heard by lawmakers this session, among all the other voices clamoring for attention.
There's still going to be a very difficult sale trying to get a lot of money for the arts this session when education is the number one priority.
The current situation doesn't spell doom and gloom for Kelly Barsdate, a national observer of state's arts funding and an executive with the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies. She holds fast to the reality that the budget that goes into a legislative session can differ greatly from the one that comes out. Barsdate.
Something in the economy could change. Something in your state revenue projections could change. Something in the needs of the state population could change. It's a dynamic system.
Arts administrators and lobbyists working on their behalf are hoping for these kinds of changes. They say they will work with legislators to emphasize the links between the arts and economic development. Still, it's not clear whether those efforts can literally pay off this session. For WFPL, I'm Elizabeth Kramer.